Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tes. We are continuing to draw the boundaries of the territory of Menashe. The Yorad Hagabul Nachal Kana Negba La Nachal. And the border descended now to the Kana River, south of the river. Now, this one maybe makes a little bit more sense just on the map. If you start with Tapuach in the kind of middling right area, and then follow that sort of diagonal again. It looks like the tail wing of an airplane going down to the southwest. You reach what says Wadi Kana down at the bottom, the Kana River down to the south, which means that's going to be a southerly border of Menashe, because Menashe has kind of two large lumps connected by a small connection up top. So they have two southern borders, one on the western part and the other on the eastern half. And so the Kana River is the southerly border on the western side. South of the river might mean that Menashe's territory went a little further south of the Kana River. But most people don't actually see that as happening. It just means kind of south to the Kana River. And then, Arim Ha'ela Le'Ephraim B'soch Arim Menashe. These are cities of Ephraim among the cities of Menashe. There were separated cities that we mentioned back in Perek Tes Zayin that were within Menashe's territory from Tapuach to the Nachal Kana. And these cities were given to Ephraim according to the Da'as Sofrim, because Ephraim's territory had very few cities. It had a lot of territory, but almost no cities. It had mountains too. But cities are important for the resources of your area, for economically and for population. And so they were given additional cities, even though they were within, technically, the boundaries of Menashe. And so those belong to Ephraim. Ugevul Menashe mitzifon lanachal, vayhi tososav hayama. And the border of Menashe was on the north side of the river, of the Kana River, as we have been explaining. And its enlargement then proceeded to the ocean, to the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean. Unfortunately, again, as you look at the map, you notice that it doesn't actually go all the way over to the ocean, because there's a thin strip of land on the left-hand side, on the west, that is usually considered to have belonged to Shevet Dan as part of their initial inheritance. And so, despite the fact that it says all the way to the sea, it doesn't necessarily mean all the way to the sea. They did get all the way to the sea practically at the top part of the western border, but not all the way across down south at the area that we are describing. Pasuk Yud, Negbo le'Ephraim, to the south it belonged to Ephraim, v'tzafono le'Menashe, and to the north it belonged to Menashe, v'hi hayom gvulo, and the sea formed his border. So the southern part, now what we're saying is to the south and to the north, is we're talking about Yosef's inheritance as a whole, the Mitzudas David says. So the southern part of Yosef's inheritance was Ephraim, and the northern part of Yosef's inheritance was Menashe. The Gros says, to the south may mean to the south it was Ephraim's, to the south of the Kana River. So south of the Kana River was Ephraim's, and north of the Kana River was Menashe's. And then it says, again, the sea formed his border. And yet again, that's a little bit of a problem to say that it goes all the way directly to the Yam HaMelech, when the best estimates that we have are that it didn't actually go all the way to the Yam HaMelech in terms of the borders of Ephraim and Menashe, because there may have been done in between there. So this is a little bit schwer, a little bit difficult to be able to parse physically and to map out. And with Asher they met in the north, and with Yisachar in the east. Now, this is the first indication of what the northern border of Menashe would be. We mentioned the northern point of the border of Menashe. We mentioned Michmasas, which was one point. But we see that the northern border of Menashe actually is much higher than that. So we really didn't have too much indication of where that stretched to. So by mentioning Asher, we know that Menashe's territory extended northward, the Malbim says, all the way till Asher's territory. One Mefarish says that Menashe's territory extended in the northwest till Har HaKarmel. The Har HaKarmel on the map, it's on the left side under the E of the word Menashe. It says Carmel Mountains. So Har HaKarmel itself belonged to Asher. And we know that for certain from other psukim. And in the east, when we talk about where Yisachar was along parts of the Yarden River to the east of Menashe's inheritance, according to Mitzudas David. On our map, it doesn't look that way. This map is according to a mefarish called the Tvuos Haaretz, who gives really strong physical descriptions of everything, and they chose that as the one to rely on for the maps. The Tvuos Haaretz says that Yisachar is in the eastern part of Eretz Yisrael, but is not east of Menashe. It's just east in Eretz Yisrael, in terms of where it was located. Vayihi leMenashe beYisachar uva Asher, Beis Sha'an uvenoseha. And Menashe owned in Yisachar its own separated cities. The cities of Beis Sha'an and its towns, Benoseha, the Yivla'am uvenoseha, Yivla'am and its towns, Ves Yoshvei Dor uvenoseha, the inhabitants of Dor and its towns, the Yoshvei Ein Dor uvenoseha, the Yoshvei Sanach uvenoseha. All of these towns and inhabitants are what we described earlier as part of the 10 Chalakim of Menashe. The Yoshvei Megiddo uvenoseha, the inhabitants of Megiddo and its towns, Shloshes Hanofes, altogether three provinces carved out of Yisachar and Asher were also given to belong to Menashe. Beis Sha'an is a territory that is mentioned as Beis Sha'an in the Gemara. It's south of Tveria and 2 miles east of the Yarden River. On our map that we have, you could see Beis Sha'an there in kind of the upper right of the map, above Yivlam, which was another city we mentioned here. Ein Dor, Megiddo, and Tanach, notice that they're all in the white area, which means the area that belonged to either Yisachar or Asher or both as an individualized city that was given to Menashe within the territory of others.